Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Tim, good morning to you from the team that set all the prices at TAB Thoroughbred Wagering on a heavy nine at Randwick, mate.
G'day, Andrew. How are you today?
Yeah, very well. Bathurst on the way back to Sydney this morning. I really hope you can push that rain out this way, mate.
Well, it's actually a pretty beautiful morning in Sydney this morning. A lot of rain overnight, though, especially in the eastern suburbs. So, yeah, heavy nine. I couldn't see it improving. We're going to need to find some real heavy trackers there tomorrow.
All right. What have you found?
Look, I'm keen to kick off in the first with number two, Rule the World. This is a pretty strong two-year-old race, especially for winter. But I was pretty impressed with this Waterhouse bot, gelding. His win at Canterbury, he showed really great speed. The thing that I really loved about him, he just dropped his rivals from the 4 to the 200 there, putting a gap of at least three lengths. He got a little bit tired late, but he did win in good time, some half a second quicker than the fillies division. Ran a quicker last 600 there too. That form's also been confirmed with Exceed the Stars, the second horse there, coming out and winning, albeit a little luckily, at Canterbury on Wednesday. Look, the step up tomorrow to 1300, I think, will really suit this horse. He comes back to his home track at Randwick. Tim Clark takes the ride. I expect he'll either lead or he'll be sitting outside the lead there. Look, the favourite, current favourite, True Detective, looks really talented and has been trialling really well. But 1300 metres, first up on a heavy track, I've got to be against him. So, look, Rule the World, currently around about 310 mark. I think it'll start clear favourite tomorrow. So he's my best of the day.
All right, True Detective at the moment, $2.90, and Rule the World, your fancy there, at $3.10. Where's your second one, Tim?
Yeah, we're going to go to race seven with number five, Deity. So this one for Godolphin and Blake Shin. Look, she's been a really consistent mare throughout her only short career, 10 starts, 7 placings. But I really like her kept to the short trips. She's won up to the 1,200, but I just think at the 1,000 metres, she can use her luck. Fairly superior turn of foot to these. She ran really well first up, went third behind pretty smart filly in Spiritual Pursuit. She just got that little bit too far back that day, and she did run on strongly, but she probably just knocked up that last 100. So she's going to be much fitter second up. That was her first go on a heavy track. She seemed to handle it well enough. Tomorrow there looks really good speed. So good draw there in barrier four. Blake Shin should have it just in behind the leaders. I think just giving one clear crack at him, she'll be too good late. Look, she's around, again, I think similar price there, $3.10 with Tab. It's, you know, pretty open race. I heard Simon tipping their Royal Witness. So, look, I think we may get slightly better, but I'm still keen to be with Davey there in race seven.
As you say, $3.10. Race one, number two, and race seven, number five, Tim Ryan best from him for tomorrow. Good on you, Tim.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. Have a good weekend.